With me is the former Conservative Home Secretary Michael Howard. The Liberal Democrats' Home Affairs spokesman Simon Hughes is at Westminster. Michael Howard, you're a lawyer and a former Home Secretary. How do you regard so specific a clash between the most senior judge in this matter and an acknowledged expert on prisons and the politicians?
Well, you say rather dismissively the politicians. We are a democracy.
I'm not dismissive.
And we elect people to make decisions of this kind for us, and it is the elected politicians in our democracy whose judgment ultimately should count. Now, I'm not here to defend overcrowding or the present government's record on overcrowding, but what we have to keep at the foremost of our, at the forefront of our minds is the need to protect the public. And all the statistics prove that a relatively small proportion of persistent offenders commit a disproportionate amount of crime, that if you can concentrate on imprisoning those people, on keeping them out of circulation, that has a significant impact on the crime rate. It helps to protect the public.
So what about Lord Wolfe's point that shorter sentences would actually protect the public better?
I'd see no evidence of that at all. I cannot see how he can justify that proposition. It would be very nice if we all knew how to rehabilitate criminals. But the truth is that over 50% of those who leave prison commit another offence within 2 years, and the same proportion of those who are sentenced in the community commit an offence within 2 years. We don't know how to rehabilitate them. It would be nice if we can find a way. We must protect the public from their criminal activities.
Right. Well, now, Simon Hughes, so clearly the Lord Chief Justice is wrong and the Home Secretary is right.
I take the side of the Lord Chief Justice for several reasons. Firstly, apart from, I think, 23 people, the rest of the prison population are going to come out and they will be out back on the streets again. And as Michael Howard rightly said, we at present have a regime in which half of them will reoffend within 2 years. Now, prison's meant to do two things: protect the public whilst they're inside and punish the prisoner, but also rehabilitate. And we have failed lamentably to do the work with prisoners in prison that will make it more likely they will not reoffend afterwards. For example, over 10 years, we've only increased by 10 minutes a week the amount of productive activity prisoners do. They only spend about half of their time on average doing work or training or education, and many of them don't have the support with their drug problem or their alcohol problem either to prepare them for release or after release. Now, money spent on those things is far more likely, in my view, to be productive and good public investment than money spent literally on keeping people locked up, as I saw in Brixton last week.